Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The Aftermess.
We are so back. Aftermess podcast. So much going on. Coming back from vacation. It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hello, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
So the Aftermess podcast, the premise of the Aftermess podcast is basically... We would do the podcast of things that we brought up on the show, the radio show, that we didn't have time to expand on. And then we can say four-letter words on this podcast as well. But, man, the phone lines were lit this week with a little topic with Sienna's best friend, Gabriela. Mm-hmm. And so many people had an opinion on this back and forth, forth and back.
Yeah, I think we kind of made it like a group therapy session of where callers could call in and give their advice because my best friend is a new-time mom. She had her first son 2 months ago back
Team
in
no
April.
Team no pull out. Yeah. Stop pulling out. Be a dad and a mom.
And he was planned, so even better. But yeah, so she's just kind of going through all the struggles of being a new mom. Her husband as well, who's been my friend since kindergarten. So I've known him forever. I've known her since high school. So I'm watching these two just struggle through parenthood. And when I say struggle, I don't mean like, well, they probably do hate their lives at times, but I don't think they hate it. They're just really trying to adapt the best they can. And so I'm watching it from afar and she vents to me about these things. And the other morning she texted me this long ass message of her needing to figure out whether she was going to take her son to daycare, a 2-month-old to daycare. She's going to cut back her hours and start working part time. That was an option. Or have her husband, who already works a full-time job, take on another job part-time so that way it can support the family where she lacks the workforce or going to work, whatever. But it was funny because she had told me this whole thing of she picked out a daycare, her and Jonas toured it, all this stuff. But then once Joaquin, her son, was born, that completely changed. She held him. She now knows what it is to love him and take care of him, nurture him. And she don't want no random stranger taking care of her son, especially at 2 months old. So that's just where she's conflicted. And, you know, we had some callers call in and say, like, one girl was like, yeah, make the man work. Like, she was so ten-toes.
She doesn't give a fuck. She didn't deserve a man. First of all, she was so crazy. Quick. Like, fuck it. I told my husband to take a part-time job on top of his full-time job.
I was convinced he cheated. You know, like he owes her one for the rest of obviously his life.
Yeah, because we're saying, you know, as much as it is great for the male to provide or the husband to provide, he's going to miss out on those moments with his son.
And I talked about it on the show and JD was my intern years, moons ago. And he saw me go through it to where I was doing mornings. At one point I was mornings. Do you remember I was mornings and music director?
Yeah. Ooh. So you had basically I guess you can call it a full-time job. Yeah. So Joey was in charge of scheduling music.
Yeah. I was working from like 5 a.m. to like 5 p.m. Then afterwards, sometimes host a happy hour, then a club that night. And we had just had JoJo. So I was one of those dads that I was bringing home the bacon, as they say. And I look at it. I made time for JoJo. We had a blast. JoJo had an amazing childhood. Little spoiled ass. But I was tired all the time. I was unhealthy. I was overweight. I look at old pictures. I'm like, oh my God, I just look unhealthy. So I think got to be careful with the women of just like, yeah, you can do it. And the guys that calls, I had some guys in DMs hit me up. I got to look at some of the DMs that they just did it.
Yeah.
But fellas, you got to realize, yes, you're man, you're the provider, but you got to be careful or else you'll miss your child's childhood and or you'll burn yourself out to an unhealthy level of like the point of you being a father is to be there for the long run.
Yeah.
For your child too, you know?
Yeah. And you've experienced it. And for me, another reason why I'm also scared of having a child myself is because you lose that sense of connection in your marriage because you really still have to nurture your marriage. And I'm still selfish to where like, I want my husband all to myself. So I feel like that's another thing of your husband working. They're not going to be able to put in work to the marriage to you becoming the best parent you can be. So that's also another factor that I worry for her and then me in the future. But who cares about me right now? It's that as well. So I don't want him to miss out on those moments.
Here's a DM I got from a guy. He says, what's up, Joey? My lady has been a stay-at-home for the past 8 years. Most of those years working one full-time and a part-time job 6 days a week. Last year, I did 7 days a week for 7 months straight. I missed out on summer trips, weekend hangouts with the kids. I want my lady to be home with our kids and raise them right. I grew up with no father and my mom was always working, so I know how it is to be without a mom most of the time. Whatever free time I have, I spend it with the family. It might offend most people nowadays, but the man got to step up. So he is pro the man having to work more, but I don't like what he said. He missed all these hangout with the kids and weekends and 7 days working 7 days straight, man. That's tough.
Yeah, I get it. So you got to do what you got to do, but there has to be some room.
Has to be a compromise somehow.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's some hacks. We had some mamas call. Remember, she said she had Instacart?
Yeah, so that way she could work on her own schedule, her own time, and then still spend time with her baby. So that's a good little option there, too.
We're kind of in the best of both worlds right now because I mean, you can work remote from places. I feel with parenting, and correct me if I'm wrong, you just never win as a parent. You know, because you're having to, feed this kid, obviously, and keep him alive. And there is going to be a price to pay. Somebody has to pay the price, right?
Yeah, but I don't like the term is not a win. Because what I tell people, I even told Sienna, you always find a way as a parent.
Right, right.
So there's always a win because I get people like, well, I don't think I'm financially stable. Now, if both of you don't have a job, yes. But I even say with this radio thing, as radio has taken a hit time and time again, I want to shout out all our peers in radio that just lost their job this past week in this industry that is dwindling. And I don't worry about that anymore. If I were to get let go, I know my kids will never starve because daddy will work somewhere. If it's not radio, I'm going to get a job because my kids will never starve. So with that said, I feel like when you're a parent and you look at this little Joaquin, you're going to find a way and it's going to be well worth it. And then you eventually, when they can wipe their own ass and take care of themselves, and I'm getting to the ages of Cruz's turning 12, where they're okay. I feel secure of them taking care of themselves. And but yeah, parents will find the way. It's just, you're going to have to go through the motions of, we might lose some sleep. I feel like with their situation, they're not on the verge of homelessness. He has a good job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter, I think, of compromise of to what age.
Yeah.
I get the 6 months. I think he should suck it up and be like, all right, I'm going to work.
That's fair. Yeah. That's great. True. That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Suck it up to, I don't know what age, babe, you know, stay at home. I don't know, for the first 2 years, you know, three, but eventually mama got to work too.
Yeah, it's funny because one of my other friends who, she has two kids, she just texted me right before we started recording that she's officially a stay-at-home mom. And she's like so excited to do it because now she gets to spend time with her kids and she doesn't have to stress about, oh, I need to go drop them off at my mom's, but like wake up earlier, drop them off at my mom's, I have to get off or, you know, coordinate with her husband on how they're going to get the kids. So,
and how did that work out? Her husband got a promotion or something? Or
yeah, he's doing better at work to where like he can provide for the whole family. But she just told me that right now. So I'm like, if there was a perfect world where like my best friend Gabriella can do that as well. I'm sure she would, but they're just not in that position right now.
I would love to be a stay-at-home dad.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
It's been a dream for years now. And they're like, what would you do if you didn't do radio? Be a stay-at-home dad. I just need to marry Rich. I need a sugar mama. Just let me stay at home. I would take my kids to karate.
Stop that. You better stop
football practices. I'd have so much. I excel as a girl dad. Mm-hmm. I love being Gia Bella's dad. I love the little girl things. I do love it. I love like shopping for her. I love doing all those things. Oh, I would love to be a stay-at-home dad. It's so awesome. So I get why moms want to be a stay-at-home mom. I get it. Mm-hmm. It's not a gender thing. Like I just want to spend all my time with my kids.
So obviously there was a different dynamic from JoJo to Cruz and to Gia. Did you have to work as much with the other two outside of JoJo? Like, were your circumstances different where you got some of those moments back with Gia or Cruz, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. I think it went like this. With the radio career that I had with JoJo, I was in Phoenix. I mean, you were my intern and at that station. Dude, remember, it was busy every day.
Yeah, well, everything was different. The dynamics of
we had all these baby teams, acts,
you know, and you guys were always on the street, you know, with clients and
high school tours.
There was it was an all day thing, pretty much all night, too.
All night, all day, every weekend. We were so busy in that culture of hip hop at that point. With Cruz and Gia, I feel like then you have to hustle more because now I had 3 mouths to feed.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was raising my stepdaughter, Lena. So there was always at some point 3 kids. So the more kids, you have to hustle. I don't mind hustling. I don't mind it. I think
no
it's just,
resentment. Because I think of like in Jonas's case.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
You know, you kind of have to bring up.
Will you resent me?
Will you resent me?
She has to have that conversation.
That's a very serious thing to bring up, right?
Because like Sienna said, it's not just the baby. It's them. They have to keep dating and still be in love and find time for each other. So if and when she has that conversation with him, like, all right, you're going to get the extra job. You're not going to resent me, though.
Yeah.
He really has to. He can't honest. Use that against her.
No, yeah. And he has to be in a mindset of like, I'm doing this for my family.
Facts.
Versus just like, oh, I have to go to work to do, you know what I
yes.
mean?
So he can't throw that in her face.
Yeah, I would hope he wouldn't because it's for the like.
He seems like a great guy and a great dad. I don't think he would, but I think in anyone watching this podcast, if you're going to step up as a man, you should.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure you have the conversation with your lady. You're not going to throw that in her face in resentment. Yeah. You're doing this for your child and your lady. And
I think the baby's first word should be dada.
It is usually.
I think it usually is. Doesn't that piss moms
not
off?
Like,
I carried you for 9 months.
Yeah,
and your first name or your first word is dada.
But
right?
then fast forward, you raise these boys like Joaquin, right? Mm-hmm. Joaquin getting raised by mama. And, she's taking care of, but dad, is providing for Joaquin. He's going to put all this money in his pocket, put him through baseball training, taking a thing. That's my boy, buying his first glove, buying his first baseball. And he's going through the league, right? He goes to the MLB. He gets his first interview. Who does he shout out first? Always mom.
Yeah.
It is true.
That is how it goes.
It always like, I would love my mom. Dad put you through all that.
You're like, I work 10 jobs.
It goes hand in hand.
Gosh, I'm having so many wonders go through my brain right now because I guess I'll ask you because you have, a different age range with the kids being younger and then JoJo being 21. If you had to miss out on a specific part of their lives, would you rather be, miss out in the beginning and get them as like the adult versions of themselves? Because I always feel like kids kind of grow away from their parents as they get older. So I don't necessarily know the question I'm trying to ask, but it's basically like if you got to choose what part of their life would you want to miss? Like, would you rather not be as present, I guess, as like
I
want to
be present developing them. So their childhood is important to me.
That's you though. Like I have OCD thinking about like poop and shit like that. Like
I personally would want to miss the potty training.
Yeah.
I've already told my mom she's gonna potty train my kids.
zero to two, I want out.
That didn't bother me, not one bit. Changing, I think it's such it's weird to say, it's such an endearing thing. You get to change your own child's diaper. That's like you're taking care of your child.
Yeah.
Like and they're crying. And you're going to fix the cry.
Ugh.
They're crying because they wet their diaper. So you change the diaper and then, they're happy. Like you cause that simple thing of happiness that they're not walking around in a poopy diaper. Now they're fine. So to me, I never had, which blows my fucking mind, which dads that don't do diapers is fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, dads, you should know how to
change
a diaper.
I don't care how old JoJo or Cruz will be. I will yell at them and punk them in front of anybody. I was like, you're going to change these fucking diapers.
Mm-hmm.
None of my boys were raised that way. I changed yours. You're going to change your kids. So that's weird to me, but that never bothered me. I think it's the development of your kids when they're young. I think when they get teenagers, by the way, all kids are assholes. So I talked to some parents. They have the asshole stage at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And so people hit me up for, how did you deal with the asshole stage? My kid turned 13, 14. They're all assholes.
Yeah, you just think you're so cool. You don't need mom and dad. Drop me off around the corner. I don't want to be seen getting dropped off.
They don't care.
You.
And parents will come to me and it's like, well, your kids might think you're cool because you're Joey boy. No, my kids don't give a fuck that I'm Joey boy. JoJo was an asshole. He did not care. JoJo to this day will call me old man. He just said, no, he's just like, I'm Joey boy, but your kids will all be assholes. I would skip that age.
Yeah.
The asshole. Yeah. Hit me up in a few years, man. I'm going to go work.
Because it's really the one crack at it when they're young type thing. Because that's the argument I hear, that you only get them and you get sad when you miss that time period because they only get to be raised like that. But then you can blame it on the other parent for not making them smarter. If you're not really there. See, if dad or mom was home, they'd be better with their
words.
You
know what the worst is with these parents that work really, really hard, moms and dads, when they miss the first steps and you sent the video.
See, that's tough.
Oh my God.
And that sucks because it's different for someone who has like a travel job. My dad traveled a lot, kind of growing up and stuff like that. So I can imagine, people that have to travel for a living, but hopefully Jonas obviously will be able to be there for a lot of the core memories. Cause I think that's really at the end of the day, what we're talking about here,
mm-hmm.
right? Cause it's not like he's missing out on anything crazy. Like, he's gone for a week, weeks, mm-hmm. he doesn't get to witness the first steps and he doesn't get to participate. He's still participating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just out a lot mm-hmm. of the hours.
Yeah. And from just talking to her, he's really hands-on and everything when he can be home because he did get paternity leave, which is really nice.
Nice. Yeah, how long did he get?
I think about 3-ish weeks. 6 Okay. No, I think he got a month. I think he got
nice.
A month.
Nice. That's yeah, pretty good. A lot of guys don't get that.
Right. And I really, like, I know the mom takes on a lot of, you know, taking the breastfeeding and all that stuff. But dad's being there, like, that paternity leave helps a lot. I feel like men should get paternity leave.
Dude, it's, I think when I had Cruz, Cruz is 11, so about, yeah, 11, 12 years ago, they gave me kind of like 3 days off.
Oh, no.
And I had to come in for a Steve Aoki interview. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, it was hard to get it. I go, I know, but I'm, and I had to come in. So I came in and then I went back on, but I feel like I was off for like a week, week and a half.
Show
it was
business,
crazy.
Baby.
I know.
Yeah, that's show business.
That's your decision.
Fucking crazy.
That's you.
It was wild.
That's crazy to think though, only 3 days. And then I'm like, oh yeah, Jonas was home for, you know,
a fucking month.
Yeah.
I would love that.
He was able to learn how to be a new dad and learn these things with Gabriella.
I would have more kids. Just to get the month off.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I say. I'm like, huh, well, when I do pop a kid out, I will be off for. No, but.
It's almost like you couldn't expect if you're Gabriella that sensation, because you were talking about how when she actually, you know, was holding her kid, and that's when the dynamic changed of like, oh, I don't want my child to go to daycare anymore. It's interesting that she didn't see that dynamic coming, if that makes sense.
You don't know what you don't
know.
It's just hard until you meet your kid. When you meet your baby, your life so different. That's why I tell CN all the time, like, you're going to be a good mom. You just don't know it. You get worried about, obviously you're going to worry about the pain and stuff, but the poopy diaper, you're not going to mind it. It's just a different mindset. You will die for your child. You'll do anything to make this kid happy. So I had that mindset every kid. So to me, I'm always working harder, working smarter. Oh, that's another thing. You got to work smarter, not harder when raising your kids. You have to figure out, how do I get from point A to point B quicker? That's not going to drive me fucking crazy. And then when you have multiple kids, oh man, and they outnumber you. There's two. We had three against two. Fuck. Like, I'll take, when it's two, it's easy.
Yeah.
You take this one, I'll take this one. Then you get three, like, all right, who's the badass child? You take that one, I'll take the other two. Oh my God.
They could have been smarter, Sienna. Just told Jonas and Gabs, they could have been in Argentina, or like, they could have been doing anything with their lives.
No, but they've been around, they've been together for a while now.
They've been together since high school. They've traveled. They've been a sweet, Switzerland. I was gonna say Sweden, Switzerland, Thailand, like Mexico. They've traveled. They've done everything.
Hong Kong.
Which one?
No, they've got to live it up. They've, I think it was time. They made their 30s. Time, you know, maybe start a family in your 30s.
Yeah, and it was like, I mean, not to put their business out there, but I mean, it's pretty normal. They planned it. So they were like, okay, let's start trying.
Good,
so like,
them.
They knew what they wanted. You know, he stopped drinking, she stopped drinking. Like, they did the steps to like
get that's unheard of now.
Yeah, like they like did the steps to make sure she can conceive when she was able to. And so it was very much thought out. So they were like, we traveled, we lived, we've been together since we were 15. Now it's
time. Good. That is 15 years of courting, dating, engagement, marriage, traveling the world, and you start a family at 30. That's pretty cool.
That's perfect,
isn't
I think.
It?
Like, good for them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
What do you got? Hours left, right? Until you're 30?
Yeah, go. Literally.
We have a nursing room that doesn't get used, Sienna.
I was telling Gabriella that. I was like, that thing is collecting dust. But once, if and when I have a kid, it's all mine. It's all mine. You're going to be like, where's Sienna?
We're going to decorate it for you. All Jonas Brother posters up and shit.
Yeah, like looking like a teenager's room.
And I'm going to show my child.
Going to manifest
this. Could have been your dad. And it's Joe Jonas.
Dude, you literally would run that. You'd have your own office here.
I would.
Yeah.
I would. Oh.
Wait, we didn't even play that game on the air. Like, if you were Gabs, like if this was actually Sienna, what would you do?
I am blessed enough. The whole thing that the reason she's struggling is she doesn't have the help that I do. My husband's mom, she literally said, like, I will quit my job and retire to take care of my grandbaby.
Done.
Like, literally. And then my mom is retired already, and all she does is take care of my niece. So I literally have the perfect help.
She doesn't have like a... the hub of a family.
Correct.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
That's killer.
Yep. All those little things matter, man.
Yeah. So I think the reality really did hit her. Cause like you were saying, how did she not know about the daycare and stuff? Mm-hmm. I don't think she knew until she actually was like, oh, I can't have my kid in another person.
Shout out to these
hands.
Single moms out here, man. These single moms, they got it. They got it. These single moms are just providing and working these full-time jobs and two jobs, and they don't have their family support. They got a deadbeat daddy or a not present dad. Oh, man, I feel for them.
Yeah, because it's hard even with help. So I can't imagine
without it.
So God bless you, each and every one of you.
I don't even think we also talked about if Jonas is going to be like, when he gets the news of whatever it may be, if she decides to not have the baby go to daycare, him going like, hey, what the fuck is that about? We talked about
this. I know.
Like, is there any inkling that he might do that based on the kind of person he is?
No.
Like, with all due respect, coming from a good place, being like, what the fuck? We talked about this. Like, we planned this.
Yeah. Women be changing their mind, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, yeah, she did change her mind on not wanting to take him to daycare. But no, I think he'd be on board with whatever she wants. And I think it's kind of the same thing for him. Of like, he saw his son and he's like, I don't know if I can just send him off to someone we don't know.
I mean, that's ideal.
Yeah.
It's always ideal that your kid is going to be raised by mom, dad, and or instead of taking us somewhere. But yeah, if the pennies are pinching, you're pinching the pennies. It's almost like you have to. Someone has to.
And like, no shade to daycare, but it is so expensive. Like, she was.
I know, but isn't it hard to get into as well? Like,
a good one.
A good one. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know the details on the waitlist process if she already paid. I have no idea.
You know how many times I'm driving throughout the valley and I yell out, hell no, because I see these little daycare centers with the roof is decrepit, a goat floating around the fucking yard.
With only 4 out of the 5 letters lighting up.
Yeah.
Literally one's hanging off.
Yeah, it says preschool. The fucking bench press on the fucking front lawn. Like, hell no. Mm-mm. Dude, there's so many shady ass daycare centers.
Yeah, or I even saw this video and it was probably an accident. I don't know the full context of it, but I saw a video, Carl Raffi, of where this the lady at the daycare, she was playing with the baby, but she threw the baby really high.
Yes.
And he like flipped back and she tried to catch him and he hit his head. Mm-hmm. And I guess now the family's suing again. I don't know all the details, but that's the video I saw. And I'm like, even if she has great intentions of playing with the baby, things like that can happen.
It can happen.
And it's just like, oh, you don't
want to. I watched the video and you could tell she didn't mean it.
Right.
But accidents happen.
But accidents happen. And that's what happens when you leave your kid in someone else's hands.
Yes.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. I know.
No, like seriously, don't have a child.
Oh, don't have a child.
Don't have a child.
Think of how much fun we all can have.
We have all the fun, but the time will come, JD.
It won't. It doesn't have to.
He's preying on my downfall.
Can do this. It's not even
you
downfall.
Know what it is? Then we're going to be parents and then he's going to be loner boner over there.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Good riddance.
We're going to be doing play dates, Sienna, with our kids.
Yeah, exactly. Good. I'll be like, hey, do you guys want to go to Switzerland? You can be like, no, we have the dinner with the kids. Fucking out of here.
That way more fun than you.
Yeah.
We'll be going to broadcasting from Disneyland.
You wait. She's going to complain so much.
You think
she
would?
She's going to fucking yap her brains out. Oh, my God. Oh, she's going to be one of those parents.
But it's so hard because it's not complaining. It's just kind of like,
You're venting a little, because it is hard.
Like Jonas literally was like the first week, oh my God, I wanted to cry because it was him adjusting to a very new life. And Gabrielle as well, she's like, I looked at myself like I didn't recognize my life for a second because I have this baby, I can't return. Like he is forever ours.
Yeah.
So I think it's those things where it's like, you're not complaining, but it's just you vent like, holy shit. Like this is happening. Like he just had a blowout on our bed and now I have to go clean all the sheets.
That's the craziest shit. I never had those moments.
Oh, really?
I never once. The craziest. I was always like, my baby is crying.
Mm-hmm.
I have a baby. My baby needs to get fed. I need to get up and feed. I was always like, I couldn't wait to be a dad. I could not fucking. So when I brought JoJo home, it was on.
I was on it.
I was tired. I come back from the club drunk.
Yeah.
And I come back, it's like 3 a.m. and I hear JoJo crying in this nursery that he never fucking used because he always slept in our bed. And I was like, hey, she's like, hey, I'm like, I got this. I got this. Are you sure? And I'm just me and him. I had a bottle. He's going to have a bottle. And I just fall asleep feeding JoJo. And that was just my life. But I loved it. I loved being a dad.
Mm-hmm. Bottle girl to bottle dad.
I came out with the bottle.
Yeah, the lights. The sign and everything.
Yeah, Amber, get back here. Hold up, it's a boy.
Oh, times have changed.
From daddy to daddy. Just like.
Yeah, man. Oh, I fucking loved it, dude. Uh-huh. I loved the JoJo. I will say JoJo was my favorite experience because this is my first child I got to bring home.
Yeah.
I was so excited, dude. Oh my God. JoJo was my everything. JoJo was like 1, 2, and 3. I take them. I tell Amber, my ex-wife, the mother of all my 3 children, I was like, I'm going to take JoJo to visit my mom and dad in Burbank. Mm-hmm. 2, 3. I just jump on the plane. They're at that point, they're free. I just put them on my lap. And we just take off for the weekend. Right after the show, go home, pick up Joe. We go to the Sky Harbor Airport and take off. I'll see you Sunday. And just leave.
Mm-hmm.
I took him everywhere. He was like literally my mini me. I think that's why we're so close. I took JoJo everywhere, diapers and all, and these little old ladies like, oh, where's his mom? Like, oh, she's home. God bless you, honey. You're taking your child. And it was so weird.
Never ask, where's the mom? We've already learned that.
Oh, yeah. JD over here. See? I don't have a mom.
So I didn't have that, man. It sucks for dads that have to, like, it's tough for them. They don't know what to do. But I think it's just instinct. You know what to fucking do.
Yeah. I think my husband, Ivan, will be like you because he wants to be a dad so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like,
I think he is going to be a lot like me.
He's I think so.
Yeah. He's going
to
be, I got this,
baby. He won't care because I make comments all the time to try to, like, have him be discouraged of having a kid so soon. So soon, I'm going to be 30. Because I'll be like, we'll be out having fun. And I'm like, hey, if we had a kid, we wouldn't be able to do this. He's like, I'd leave right now.
Yeah.
Or like, if we're out, like, and there's a group or whatever, and I'm like, hey, if your kid's crying, we'd have to leave. And he's like, I don't care. I'm out. Like, he already knows.
He knows.
And so I'm just
he
like,
he got it. He got the gene in him. He got them. He got the Wrangler jeans on him.
What a bummer.
Yeah. Your time's coming. So
it's, no, it's
no,
not.
No, not like having a kid, but losing us.
Because, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's coming.
It's ticking.
I'll be long gone.
In 2 years?
Yeah.
In 2 years? Okay, well, bye.
I'll be long gone. When you guys, oh, miserable.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean long gone?
I don't know. Who knows? Either off the earth or doing something. Who knows?
In 2 years, JD? 2 years?
Where are you going?
I don't know. Hitting 40 just sounds, I remember when I was 18, when I thought I was going to be 30, I was like, fuck, dude, 30, take me
You're
out.
You're one of those fucking guys.
I am. Okay. At 40, take me out. Because I don't want to hear shit from you. You know what I mean?
God forbid.
Yeah, I know, forbid. God forbid.
Oh, may that energy never find me.
Yeah, that's crazy though, 40.
Never find me. Even though I know I'm going to simp so hard with the right girl. I'm
just you're going to meet the girl of your dreams and she's going to have a child and you're going to have to be stepdad.
You're going to have to.
Oh, you would actually have a kid of your own?
I don't think, I would way rather be a father than a stepdad.
Oh, really? I thought it'd be easy for you to just be like, cosign.
It would be easier.
Yeah. Well,
I guess it would be easier, but that there's no investment in that. You're not really like close to the kid.
You are?
You could be.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah. I'm like, why wouldn't you be close with the kid?
No, I think you're going to fall in love with the kid. Listen, one of the reasons why I got with Amber back in the day is I fell in love with Alina, her daughter, Alina. She was 4 or 5 when I met her. And Alina was the cutest fucking thing. And she didn't really have a father in her life. So I just took to her and I made sure, I just became like instantly like, I want to take care of that little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was starting to date Amber, I remember in retrospect, I don't think it was, luckily I'm not a creep or anything, but I remember I had a date with Amber, a movie date. And we were dating for the past year. And at that point, I built a bond with Alina, her daughter. And we're going to go to the movies and her sitter didn't show up or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she had Adrian. So for some reason, Alina, I think she was like 5 or 6 years old, was bummed she couldn't go to the movies.
Aw.
So I said, do you want me to take Alina? I'll take her to the movies. And we went to go to the movies and brought her back. I had a Jeep then. She was in my Jeep. She's all excited. She's falling asleep. And she used to talk nasally. She said, could I take popcorn to my mom? Well, you could take popcorn to your mom. Brought her back and I was like, oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. I fell in love with this little girl. Obviously fell in love with her mom. And then she was one of the main, I think you'd be a great stepfather, bro.
No, I mean, I came from a divorced household. I'm relatively close with my stepdad. A stepmom, you could probably say too. I mean, they're great, but you're never really like fully invested, I guess.
How old
like,
were you?
Hands off. Let's see. I was 18, stepdad.
Okay, well, you're like
mom
an adult.
Around yeah, the same.
Okay.
You think JD would be a better girl dad or boy dad?
Shit.
Probably boy, just because he's so like into sports athletic. And stuff like that. No, I didn't say athletic. No, I said into sports.
Athletic,
really?
Yeah, he's
charming.
A girly pop. You do a lot of girl stuff.
That is true. He is a good girly pop.
You would like to go through the girl things.
But I feel like he would want some. Well, I guess you could do it to your daughter too, but I feel like he would want like his little boy to like wear a Curry jersey and like take him to the games.
That's a non-negotiable. And, like, that will be happening. No, those are not.
No, but it's not happening because you hate kids and you're not going to have any.
Correct.
So it's easy if you had a step kid. It's already done.
Gosh, I don't want any of it, dude. I'm like sweating.
Are your palms sweating? Is that what you're wearing? He is a girly pop. He's wearing his like.
Look at the way you're wearing your sweater.
He's wearing his long sleeves like that.
What a girl dad.
Ariana Grande used to do that. We need a comparison.
Jonathan Grande.
Just ick.
That's you doing it.
I know. I just, ugh.
Oh, what a girl dad.
Yeah. I changed my answer.
I think I'd be a better girl dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Yeah, because if my son...
if his son didn't like sports, he'd like disown him.
If my son was terrible at sports, he'd be the fucking worst, dude. Like, I just think of all the things, like, if he was just into magic or, like, into just
God forbid he wants to do, like, music or something. Yeah,
like, you know, cards and dragons and shit. Oh, it's the fucking worst. Like, I want to choose, I will tell the direction that my child is going.
No,
like,
you can. You will
he's
going to
be walking into you, hey, Dad, let's go get breakfast. He's going to be wearing a cape.
And he's 19.
Oh, yeah. He's like a fucking wizard or something like that. Oh, no.
Powers of Dungeons and Dragons.
Imagine, like, he loves Comic-Con. Fuck me, dude. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It happens that way, bro.
Absolutely.
He loves
not.
The Renaissance era.
Nope. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He comes in eating a turkey leg. Father, where art thou?
I will abandon
get the
my
fuck out of my room, son.
He wants to joust with you.
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know. That's kind of tight, but.
Kind of a sport.
Yuck.
You say that as you have your sleeves like this.
I know. Dude, it's just, I don't want it.
What if
ever.
He's embarrassed about you? He's like,
totally fine. Wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah. See what my dad wears? Fuck. Look at his shoes.
Your kid's not saying that about you.
Jojo, anytime he can, he'll call me old man or something like that. Like, shut the fuck up. All you're doing is what we already did. Like, if you look at style and anything, stuff that I've already been through all these fucking decades.
Literally, like, just bringing stuff back. The baggy jeans, the low-rise jeans.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Anyway, I have a wheel of advice question.
Let's do it.
Let's
wheel of advice. Oh, yeah, we got to fist it.
Oh, yeah.
Wheel of advice.
Let's go to Samantha and Buckeye. Now, this one's pretty straightforward. She said, I've been sleeping with my boss for 6 months.
Not a girl.
Not a girl.
Not a way to get a raise. You don't need your man to do two jobs.
I know. You're set.
Hold the bottle, dear. I got this.
Yeah. Well, now he's dating someone else in the office.
Nice. Oh.
Do I expose it? So they must be hooking up on the low.
So she wants to be the only. Well, we don't know if they're in relationships.
No, let's just say that. They're based just on this, it's just up. Like they're hooking up. And now I guess he's dating someone else in the office.
Ooh, the
so
audacity.
She's wondering if she should tell the other coworker that she's sleeping with him too.
Oh.
It ain't no fun if the coworkers can't have none. Yeah. They can all get raises.
We still haven't found the little like Pico thing though.
I think our ex-boss took that.
It's still, that's
a good
narrative.
One, Chris. Chris, good one.
Yeah, still, that's a good bit.
I didn't put too much. It's
gonna land on me, isn't it?
It was closest to Joey.
All right. Threesomes. Have a threesome. There you go. That's one way to keep it locked. I don't know, man. Should she say anything? Depending if you're friends with the coworker.
Oh,
I wonder if it's overlapping too. Like, did he tell her like, "Hey, we're not hooking up anymore"?
It just sounds like they're dating. You know, they must be keeping it on the low, and now he must have been making it semi-public, or it's known in the office.
Yeah. I feel like, well, if you like your job, you can't really blast your boss. Mm-hmm. Times are tough. Stop dating him. And then if you want to keep a job, you can't tell her.
Yeah.
So I think best case scenario in this tough economy, stop dating him. Don't say shit to her. Just keep it moving. Now, if she's one of your best friends.
Yeah.
Just say it. You know what to say. You're cooked. Just say you're cooked.
Oh,
sorry. Like to the girl. It's like, you're cooked. There's really, because that's a no win, right?
Well, if she just cuts ties with him, doesn't say anything and just keeps it moving.
Yeah, because I was thinking too immediately. I'm like, if she exposes him, she has to quit her job.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want her to quit her job if she doesn't have anything lined up already.
Yeah.
So I think this one she might have to keep to herself. Unless he does her wrong, then revenge. But other than that.
And it's like you said, overlap.
Yeah. So I wonder if he cut it off with the situationship and he's just strictly dating this girl, or if it's overlapping. And the situationship feels guilty.
Ooh, what if they're like kind of dating, but then he's still hooking up with her on the low?
That's what I'm saying. The overlap is kind of where it gets messy. But if it's not and he cut it off, then he's just picked this other girl. You know?
You know?
You know?
It's up to you.
It's up to you. I say you sleep with the girl. Yeah.
Just get her back.
Get her back. Now everyone's sleeping with each other. Yep.
And that's the father you want. Yep.
You bang your coworker, the girl. And then you tell him, ha ha.
There's just some for everyone. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Huzzah. Like JD's son. JD's son's going to say one day, huzzah.
No.
Huzzah.
No.
You're still going to have a night.
I would. Don't. That's not even funny.
That would be
double homicide.
D&D.
That's the fucking greatest. Oh. JD having a kid that loves the Renaissance Festival.
Absolutely not.
It's gonna happen.
I will move away.
It'll happen.
Literally move away. I will be so absent.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, good way to end it. Yeah.
Good luck with that, Samantha.
Yeah.
We out, man. We'll see you back on the radio, y'all.
The Aftermess.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.